After months of nothing really happening, I think today, someone finally found me.
It's all right, pretty lady. You're breathing.
Did you like the flower? Are you going to be my partner or my enemy?
Do you remember where you were the day she crashed?
She hasn't died yet. This is 1982.
I want the man who murdered my officer.
Are you Kevin Hales?
Come on! We're arresting you for the murder of Sean Irvin.
Just a pebble on the beach, mate. We are everywhere. Everywhere.
Maybe somebody wants us to think that Hales was working alone.
I think we better clear up this misunderstanding at once. Shut the door, Jean.
A blurred figure appears. It's Alex walking along a deserted corridor. She peers ahead towards a girl with her back to her.
Do I know you?
The girl turns round, but her face is obscured by a shock of long blonde hair. She runs off.
Molly?
Female, bullet wound to the head.
That's 10 litres. Got 7 blood. Oh, God.
No, let me in!
Alex! Come on, Alex!
Mom? Chaz, key to this door.
Chaz opens the door. The interview room's empty.
What, did you hear them talking?
Not really, no.
It was me. They're talking about me. How could I forget that?
My mum says I've got an head like a sieve.
And I've got a head with a bullet in it. What if I start forgetting where I'm from and then I forget that I've forgotten, Chaz? I can't forget.
Mum, the guv's been calling for you. Loudly.
Alex walks off. She heads down the steps outside and looks up to the sky. The buildings seem to twirl around her. She can hear a helicopter, but there's no sign of one above.
Pupils are fixed and fully dilated. Getting nothing from her.
No, let's minister the fertilizer properly. Get the line in.
Remember, go and get a baby sauna, yeah? Bloody ravenous.
Just don't give up on me. Please don't. Keep fighting for me.
Fighting for you? Oh, it's more like fighting over you, darling.
Molly, Operation Burning Ring, tip-off. Tastiest Jane Fonda in a bat. Get in, Bowles. Get in!
Alex climbs in beside Jean.
Gun, the driver of the Princess is confirmed as Jed Wicklow.
For God's sake, slow down.
Take it easy on the corner, Gov.
Don't ever tell me how to drive. This motor is more a part of me than my own ballsack.
The red car ahead weaves wildly around a corner. Jean follows close behind it. The two cars speed past a block of flats. Then Jean speeds up so he's driving alongside the car in front. At the wheel is a man whose head is lolling from side to side.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong with himself. He's barely conscious.
He's heading to the gypsy camp. This should be fun.
Don't try and ram him, Gov.
Jean rams him. The car veers towards a pile of junk and overturns, spinning over and over until it lands on its roof.
My name is Alex Drake. I've been shot and that bullet's taken me back in time. Now I'm lost in 1982, and all I can do is fight and search and stay alive. Because somehow, I will find a way home.
BBC, Ashes to Ashes. Starring Philip Glenister, Keely Hawes, Dean Andrews, Marshall Lancaster, and Montserrat Lombard. Co-created by Ashley Farrow, co-created and written by Matthew Graham. Alex and their team climb out of their car and hurry towards the wrecked vehicle, its wheels still spinning.
That is one smashed up Jippo.
I think he's dead, Gov. Maybe you shouldn't have rammed him.
death of a princess.
Ray nods to Chris, and they both look over at some rough-looking travellers who've arrived on the scene.
I'm 90% certain he was on something.
Only 90%? How frightfully modest. Well, camp looks cheery this morning. Is there a musical called Paint Your Wagon Shit-Coloured?
No one touch him! No one move him, let me see.
Oh, look at this, a gippo in brogues.
Yeah, I'm a GP.
The doctor quickly examines the driver.
He's dead.
So 5 years of medical school paid off, then. This man is Jed Wicklow, correct? He was running a car-ringing operation. I suppose you lot weren't aware of that, because you're all so law-abiding.
Yeah, we are.
But we need to rope off the crash scene. We can't move the body until forensics get here.
Why? He crashed end up?
Because he was under the influence.
Big deal. I'm under the influence right now.
Gov, we need to secure the crash scene. This guy died in complicated circumstances.
He rolled over. There's nothing complicated about that.
You killed him! You ran off the road!
Gov.
Ray, I want a barrel load of plod. You, Dr. Death. Verify cause and time. You stay with the body till we find a slab for it.
Come on.
Back. Nothing to see here. Move on.
Well, something to see, but you can't bloody see it. Back! Back.
Hey. These people trust you?
Yes.
Good. Well, then, so do I. Can you ask them to step away, please?
Terry, please, just try to keep people away. Can somebody get a sheet to cover him up?
The travellers reluctantly start to move away from the scene. An elderly woman hangs back, and Alex stares at her uncomfortably. Back at the station.
Doesn't have to say that he ran the princess. He could just say that Jed was pissed and lost control.
We could back him up,
I suppose. Less, though.
Nobody should lie about what happened today. An accident occurred and our chief suspect was killed. Now, that does affect our investigation, and it should, if we have any moral compass whatsoever, affect our consciences, OK?
Quite right, Inspector. That's the way I want this force to operate. We get the facts straight, we decide where the blame lies, and if it lies with us, we acknowledge it. Publicly.
Any idea on the princess?
We haven't made any checks, Gov. We didn't think it was a priority.
Everything is a priority all of the time. We do know how to be thorough when the mood takes us, sir.
Jean and Max tried out.
Well, of all the great career moves in all the world, I'm glad I just got to see the worst. Classic timing, Mom.
Oh, I don't need to take a career lecture from you, Carling. You were talking about a cover-up just now.
Thing is, though, if we're going to do all this whiter-than-white stuff, Gov's got to hold his hands up to dangerous driving.
It'll be fine.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
In the office next door, Jean and Max stare out at the team. Then Jean draws the blind. With a look of determination, Alex throws down her paper and strides into the office.
I didn't say come.
I'm a modern girl, Gov. I come when I need to. Now, what sort of statement will we issue to the press?
Well, we give the press the good news, of course. This was a major car theft racket with $2,000 worth of motor stolen every week. Complex respray and fencing system.
I realise it's a coup, sir, but it's still a hot potato. I appreciate this sort of thing happens. I mean, Wicklow could have crashed anyway. He was so out of it. I'm not laying blame.
No, you're laying the blame the same way that a two-bit hooker lays stockbrokers.
All right, Jean. I know where you're coming from, Inspector. Operation Burning Ring ended in a nasty mess, but it could have been a lot worse, a hell of a lot worse for both of you. I've seen good coppers crucified for stuff like this. In fact, DCI Hunt's a hero.
What?
Wicklow was out of control.
Yeah?
Which is why he would have ploughed straight into that kiddie.
What kiddie?
I spoke to them personally. A witness who said there was a child standing directly in the path of the princess. If Jean hadn't shunted the vehicle, it would have hit that child.
Oh, I don't recall a kiddie.
It must have been on your blind side. Good grief, I feel like Richard Nixon. We have a witness. The press hounds will love it. Prompt action saves the day. Well done, everybody. Well done, Jean.
God, we can still prove that Jeb Wicklow had drugs in his system.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well done, lads.
Alex strides after Mac.
Sir.
You really do want every little box ticked, don't you, Inspector? You want to meet the child concerned? I can arrange
that. Putting the child to one side, sir. It's about Kevin Hales.
I can hardly bear to hear the name of that cop killer.
Suspected cop killer.
Suspect? He confessed.
Or was forced to confess.
Yeah, sorry. You put in a request about him yesterday. I didn't get back to you.
When Kevin was arrested, he was bewildered, and I'd just like another chance to talk to him.
You want to talk to that piece of dirt? Then fine and dandy. I'd have thought you got quite enough on your plate.
I want to talk to Kevin Hales.
You can't leave things alone, can you? Pickety pick.
I was trying to help you out back there, Gov. We could have sorted this car crash thing without resorting to...
To what, Bowles?
To whatever methods you've now decided to run with.
A quick reminder, Drakey, I am one of the good guys and you are on my side.
This will never be my side.
What, you say you're not a good cop?
I'm saying I know where I belong.
As for Kevin Hales, drop it like it was hot shit. Tell Muchley.
He paces off down the corridor. A little later, he opens a window to listen to Mac making his press statement.
Period of months utilising the resources of three divisions. But thanks to the diligence of DCI Hunt and his team, not to mention some frankly heroic driving today, not only has the chief architect of the car ring been put out of action, but DCI Hunt himself prevented the man from running over a child.
The government called the sinking of the General Belgrano an uncalled for act of aggression, and the people are...
We're really giving those Argies some shit.
Those Argies are probably not even professional soldiers, Ray. It's a conscription army. Do you have any idea how young some of them are?
If they're old enough to bleed, they're bleeding old enough. Shouldn't even be on our soil.
Pictures, right? No, come on, pictures. Me and Shaz. It's just... I'm waiting for the right time.
Bloody hell, how much did that set you back?
500.
A monkey?
She's worth it.
Oh. Ray, a quick word. We've got a problem down at the gypsy camp.
Chris. Kevin Hales.
Bastard.
Where's he on my mind?
Dunno, bastard.
Stop saying bastard and find him for me.
We'll call.
If anybody wants me, I'll be at the morgue. I want to find out exactly what Jed Wicklow had in his system.
Mom? Morgue's a waste of time. Body never even got there. Gypsy Cream's nicked it. Dead suspicious, if you ask me.
Not asking you, Ray.
Could be the best solution.
What do you mean?
Body vanishes, so does the inquiry.
I'll pretend you didn't say that.
Fine. Tell them if they can help us with our investigations, we'll sacrifice a dozen chickens to one of their gods.
Thieving swines they are.
Oi, I happen to be part Romany on my mum's side.
Used to you, that, is it?
Bunch of pikers protecting one of their own.
Protecting their own? Well, we can't have that, can we? We're going down there now.
If we must.
So, she asked pointlessly, does this department have its own Romany liaison officer?
Yes,
but he got kicked out for pissing in the basin and getting one of the sniffer dogs pregnant.
Shaz, I'm promoting you to liaison officer.
Super duper.
Why don't you let me handle this?
You in a field with a bunch of gippos on your own, don't be ridiculous. I'll tie you up as a sex slave and make a rabbit trap out of your knickers.
You don't have to come.
Don't trust me.
They stare at each other coldly, then Jean walks off. A little later, the team arrive at the travellers' camp and duck under the police tape. The travellers eye them coldly as they approach. One of them, Terry.
Right, they want the body of Jed Wicklow. You're interfering with the police investigation. That is a criminal offence.
Some people think us being born is a criminal offence.
Oh, please give me a break. Tell you what, you want some respect, why don't you try something totally radical like getting a job and paying your taxes? Oi, doctor! What the hell's going on? You're responsible for that body.
They took the body and I wasn't going to stop them.
Well, what are they going to do, eat it?
I'm sorry, but you have to respect other cultures. Mr. Hunt, please, be reasonable. We're both...
Why shouldn't I arrest you for obstructing my investigation?
Can we shake? Please. No hard feelings. All square.
Chris rushes over.
Gov! Over here, quick!
A fire in a brazier.
What are you doing? Burning evidence.
Shaz says it's part of the tradition. Burn the deceased's belongings.
Oh, how convenient.
Alex finds a small plastic bag.
Hey, Gov. Amphetamines.
Speed. Enough to make Wicklow a dealer.
Yeah, unless he was organising a rave.
Raving what?
We found him, Gov. Body's all wrapped up in one of the other caravans.
Savages.
The police are bringing the body out.
Hey, move away. Come on.
Step back from the body, sir. Step back, please.
Alex spots Dr. Battleford helping a young pregnant traveller girl sit down. She goes over to him.
Put that down. Step back, please.
Do you come here a lot?
Since last winter, yeah. Locals thought they had TB, which they didn't. And they're not allowed to register at the surgery, so I help as often as I can. Someone has to.
You must have had quite a shock today with the crash.
Jed was my boyfriend.
Jed was about more than just stolen motors, wasn't he? We're talking drugs and lots of them. I want to know who else was involved.
Well, can you carry on elsewhere, please? Alva here is grief.
Great!
All the buttons on a large calculator. Another takes money from a wallet on Alex's desk. Viv steps into the chaos.
Can I have all those waiting to be interviewed on this side, please? Those who have been interviewed, sit tight.
Lucky Heather, sir.
I'm sorry, dear.
We've just ID'd the Austin Princess that Jed was driving.
It's mine. It was stolen a few days ago. I didn't tell the police because I knew it was someone from the camp and they get enough grief as it is.
You care about them, do you?
After I got divorced. Actually, there is no after. You just get divorced forever, of course. Anyway, I was on my own, didn't like the empty hours, figured I might as well make myself useful. I suppose I've become a bit absorbed. Their lives and problems helps you forget about your own.
Well, that can happen.
Mum?
Chris, hey. What's with the old...
Lucky, isn't it? Can't hurt.
Mm. Look at her. Doesn't look very lucky, does she?
Not wearing the heather, though, is she?
Okay.
You asked about that bastard cop killer, Kevin Hales. I can't find a trace of him anywhere. Not at Pentonville or the Scrubs. He might have been found out to a nick. Cops inside are high risk.
Well, not a trace. Don't you find that suspicious?
Don't know. Just a balls up. Here's the toxic report on the little blue pills found in Jed's boot.
Amphetamines.
Speed, yeah.
Well, that's a fair bet then that he was dealing. These are Class A drugs, and somebody here must know something about them. Good.
Jean's interviewing the old traveller woman.
We're not in trouble, love. We just wanted to tell us about Jed Wicklow.
The way he crashed.
When this one rammed into him.
We've reason to believe he was under the influence.
Well, he was a drinker and a fighter. And an enemy of my people.
How?
Because he was everything that people think we are. I've watched him pollute our young men, getting them onto drugs, little pills.
Was he a user?
Nah. He was too fly for that, dear.
But he was on something in the car this morning.
Tarot cards.
Come on, love, another bloody fair.
This one I have never seen.
Look out, Bolt. Tall, dark, handsome stranger on his way.
Well, he's tall. Some might say handsome, some might say the devil made flesh. You've been taken away from a child, far away. But you fight. You always fight to get back.
Yeah.
Her face.
Sometimes I can't see her face.
Someone is stopping you from getting home?
Yes. Yes, it's somebody I have to fight.
Well, this is a magical ride to the wrong side of the wardrobe.
Time is short. The lifeline is... How is the lifeline fading?
Don't tell me you buy all this crap, Inspector.
Alex storms out.
You I wish to read for.
Read a magazine, I'm busy.
Come on, get down the side.
What's with the heebie-jeebies?
Just forget it. I need a drink.
You know, I think you're taking all of this far too bloody personally. Jed Wicklow was a drug dealer, now he's a dead drug dealer. String up the bunting, one more off the streets. As soon as we find out if he had any accomplices, we can ship all this lot back to Shantytown. You don't believe in all that voodoo nonsense, do you? I would suggest you keep that pretty little head of yours in the real world, Drake.
But what if there's more than one real world? Excuse me.
She walks off and Jean returns to the old traveller mother.
Right, I'm tired and you people are doing my head in. We're calling it a day.
Your fate is connected with the fate of many others.
I suppose so. I'm a copper. Get your coat.
What sign are you?
Serpico.
The Hanged Man tells me that you have power. Power that you will soon be forced to give up.
It'll be a cold day in hell when that happens, Grandma. Coat.
Give up your power to a tiler.
what?
A Tyler.
Tyler?
Ray, a word. I need Battleford.
Yeah, talking to the good doctor, you wanted to know about the autopsy on the Austin? This is the juicy bit.
Ray smiles as Alex reads the report.
Where is he?
On his way out.
Nice. Dr. Battleford.
I'm taking Alva home.
It's very interesting how you've managed to answer all of our questions while saying absolutely nothing.
I'm not with you.
Viv, could you make sure Alva gets a lift home?
Of course, Mum.
Come on, sweetheart.
See, you never told us that the stolen car was yours until we brought it up.
I told you I didn't want you thinking badly.
And also, did you know that the brakes were cut on your car? The car that Jed Wicklow was killed in?
Cut brakes? Very tasty.
This is ridiculous, as if I don't have enough to deal with in my life. I am going through a vicious divorce, OK? Vicious. And now you're saying, what, that I'm a suspect in Jed's murder?
Well, you stood by while they hid the body. That suit you, did it?
This is just lazy, Inspector. But then again, what should one expect from the Met?
You see, the thing is, Gov, I've just told Dr. Battleford that the brakes were cut on his car, and he has expressed no surprise or shock whatsoever.
And how should I react?
Well, a normal reaction could be, what if I'd been driving the car? Or maybe somebody was trying to hurt me.
Cod psychology now.
Psychiatry, actually.
Psychology.
Shit.
And not in the least bit cod.
Well, it doesn't matter what it's called, it isn't true. Mr. Hunt, can I just...
I think you know more than you're telling.
No, I think you're right, Inspector. No need. Maybe every need.
Take a seat, please, Doctor.
I've told you before, Mr. Hunt, I'm a decent chap, a square sort of bloke. Are you a square sort of bloke? He must be, surely.
Oh, he's square and on the level. Aren't you, DCI Hunt?
Okay.
Alex notices Dr. Battleford hold his hand out to Jean, who hesitates before taking it. A discreet, secret handshake passes between them, and Dr. Battleford leaves.
Excuse me, sir.
Sure.
Alex looks from Mac to Jean, then heads out. Mac closes the door behind her, then looks at Jean.
I think we need a chat.
Alex storms into Jean's office and logs into his computer.
Yeah, all in it together, aren't you? Brought into the core. Come on. Someone invent drag and drop.
The lights dim and text appears reading, "Crash crew standing by, ETA 4 minutes," followed by, "We're losing her." The words "losing her" keep repeating on the computer screen. The lights brighten again and Shaz steps in.
Mom, knock, Shaz!
Mom, is it okay if I was off home?
I am not on their side. I am on that side and I am fighting there! I can't forget that this is the wrong side. I will not be drawn into his fetid little world.
What was it?
It was a message.
But you can't get messages on computers.
Just go home, Shaz.
Are you sure you're...
Get out! Shaz, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
As Alex heads out after Shaz, the office lights go black behind her. In a sauna.
Glad you could make it, Jean.
We'd be naught to meet in a public house and be quite happy.
I like it here. Like a cocoon. No outside world, just friends and whatever friends or brothers care to discuss. I know that business with the handshake threw you. Pretty soon it won't. All clubs have their idiosyncrasies. Our club is no different. Battleford. Some local doc. Not really killer material, is he? Not with a field full of gypsies to throw in the mix.
They're gunning for us, Mac. They find a flaw, they're gonna rip us wide open.
Mac sits next to Jean.
You seen this superglue stuff on the telly? Bombs anything, they reckon. Fella stuck to a board, swinging from a helicopter. Amazing. We need to be superglue. And there are ways of doing that. Your predecessor, DCI Garrett, didn't understand that. And I'm going to see your chair vacant. I'm going to see you end up like Garrett. You know what you have to do?
Join the club.
Show me you're with us. We have to stick together.
Well, we will in this heat.
So we're settled then. Done.
I have to warn you, not very good in clubs. Serving a lifetime ban from the Scouts.
I'll notify the Lodge. The more they try to break us, the stronger we become.
Super glue.
Jean looks round the corner after Mac and thinks. He whips a cigar out from behind his ear, lights it and smokes. He exhales smoke pensively. Luigi's drying a glass behind his bar. He looks over at Alex with pity as she sips a white wine by herself. She's sitting on a stool at the bar, looking downcast, with her head propped up on one hand.
Everywhere I look, there's a cover-up. Lies, deception. I've lost perspective, Luigi. I've lost track of where I'm from, where I belong.
Signorina Drake, you drink so much.
I can't see her face anymore. I can't see her. The Gov, he wants me to belong. Well, I mustn't. I mustn't, whatever this place is. I can't stay in it. But I don't know how to get home.
I do. But I can't afford it.
If I don't fight this corruption, then I'll never get home. So I'll take them on. All of them. Because I tell you, Luigi, I tell you, one day I will get home. You wait.
I always wait. I am a waiter.
That night, she sleeps restlessly.
Really, I must forget.
A glimpse of the girl.
The devil made flesh.
The tarot cards, then Jean.
You're on our side now.
Mac and Jean sip drinks.
You're one of us now, Jean. Square and on the level.
Shut the door, Jean.
Dr. Battleford's hand.
Square sort of chap. Be square and on the level. Shake.
Surely.
Shake hands.
Alex wakes suddenly and for a moment sees Mac sitting on the edge of the bed.
What are you doing?
Looking at her, he draws on his cigarette. She lies back in the bed, alone in the room. At the station, Chris rushes to catch up with Alex.
Mal, pathological report on Jed Wicklow.
It's pathology.
Sit down.
Wicklow died of an overdose of sleeping pills.
Sleeping pills?
Yes, the panacea of desperate housewives, not gypsy drug dealers. Now, who could have a ready supply of those to hand?
Are you phoning, Mum?
Dr. Battleford, please. It's D.I. Drake from Fenchurch East CID.
I can't see a GP being wrapped up in all this, not really.
Why, because the vote's SDP? He's not. Fine. Do you know when he'll be back? Okay, thank you. Bye. He's there. He's avoiding us. Chris, I want you to go down to the surgery and find Battleford. Don't let him fob you off. I want to see exactly what he's got to say about the prescription drugs in Jed Wicklow's system.
He'll say he doesn't know anything.
Well, apply some pressure and see what happens.
Shall I tell the Gov?
You know, I think maybe we should keep this between us. You know, we're both grown-ups after all.
Well, Cole?
She smiles at him as he walks off. Later, Alex arrives at the traveller's site where children are playing cricket. She walks up to Alva, who's sitting in a caravan doorway with a young girl.
Hey. Are you able to talk to me about Jed, Alva?
Want to go and play with the others?
She rolls up her sleeve, revealing bruises.
Did Jed give you those bruises?
I'm not sorry he's dead. They tried talking to him and he'd cry in that. Tell me he was sorry. I'll look after you, Alva. It'd start again. I weren't worried for me, though. It was Kathy and Billy.
It's Kathy and Billy.
Kathy if it's a girl and Billy if it's a boy.
I know that he's been kind, but is there anything that I should know about Dr. Battleford?
He helps us here.
Yeah, I know.
I need him for the baby's sake, if nothing else. God, you've got kids, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I have a daughter, Millie. Molly.
Well, make up your mind.
It's Molly.
I love it here. Jed's gone now, just don't spoil it. Leave us alone.
Alva!
The old mother calls her away. Alex looks angry as Alva gets up and walks over to her. Inside the caravan, Alex looks around the white, shiny interior. She peers behind a curtain, then picks up a sooty puppet. She puts it back in its place and checks out of the window. She delves through a floral sewing box, but finds nothing amongst the reels and feathers. Then she looks into a case of woolen cords. As she moves some cushions, a doll's head falls off onto the floor. She picks it up and sees it contains a white packet. Alex pulls a bottle of pills from the body of the toy, along with several other packets. At the station.
We missed them and they were right under our noses. Battleford was giving sleeping tablets to Alpha and toxicology found 5 days' worth in Jed Wicklow's system.
The team watch a news report on the Falklands War.
Was attacked and hit late this afternoon.
Go on.
Well, what if Alva drugged Jed to stop him hitting her? What if one day she gave him too much? I mean, Battleford was prescribing Alva the drugs. He hated Jed. What if he said to Alva...
You're straying down the wrong path.
Why, because I'm implicating Battleford?
Alva was beaten by Jed. She could have killed him. Simple as that.
Well, then we arrest them both and we cross-interview. At the very least, he must be an accessory.
Well, we'll start with the girl.
Well, protect Battleford. Please don't do this.
Gov, you should come and see this. A Sheffield's going down. You're telling me this is the work of schoolboy conscripts?
You know what? Those archers should just scram, because we're going to waste them.
Mike's got a real hold on you, hasn't he?
Oh, shut it.
We've closed down a whole line of inquiry just to keep on side with him, thick as thieves.
Are you going to get me, Alva, or do I have to do it myself?
You're a rotten man.
You leave Battleford out of this.
It's too late. He's already on his way in.
You know you're wasting your time, Drake.
And you're letting me down, Gov.
He watches her storm off.
You all right, Gov?
Who are you, Marjorie Proops?
He slams his door as he goes into his office and sits down heavily on his chair. Chris is with Dr. Battleford in an interview room when Alex walks in.
This is harassment.
No, sir. If we were harassing you, you'd know all about it.
The sleeping pills.
Were prescribed to Alva by me. Satisfied?
She had rather a lot of them.
Well, I didn't see what she did with them. I just prescribed them.
And did you prescribe any to Jed Wicklow?
Jed didn't suffer from anxiety. He just caused it. My patient was Alva. I assumed she was taking the tablets as instructed, wasn't she?
Those tablets are what killed him.
Oh, dear. Listen, I know Alva wouldn't intentionally harm anyone. Can't you leave that young girl alone, Inspector?
Alex and Chris exchange glances, and then with a final glare at Dr. Battleford, she leaves the room.
Our boys are out there fighting for all that's sovereign, and back home we've got these dirty scroungers.
Shut it, Sergeant.
She storms into Jean's office.
Well? You think I'm protecting Battleford? Well, I think you're protecting the girl.
You're not even pushing for the whole truth, are you? Will you please just explain it to me? Because I'm really struggling to understand any of this.
Oxtail's been taken out of the drinks machine.
What?
New initiative. Oxtail is now deemed incommensurate with standards of public health in the workplace.
Well, hot cow's arse isn't my idea of a power drink.
Oxtail's been on the go as long as I've been in the force. If you're too knackered to eat, it tricks you into thinking you've had a hot meal.
We've strayed from the issue.
No, we have not. They're trying to change everything around us. It might not be perfect, but it works.
What is the matter with trying to improve the system? Corruption!
Corruption? Sorry, Deirdre, have you just accused me of being corrupt?
I think you're scared. I think you're scared of change.
I have always followed my own likes to keep the streets safe, OK? You give me the tools, I will do the job. But do not watch me work, because it is not for the faint-hearted.
She watches him pace about his office.
You're the thin blue line, Jean. I know. But I saw you let somebody off the hook because of the way they shook your hand.
Did you, though, Bowles?
Well, what did I see?
Well, whatever it was, if you don't like it, don't watch.
Please let me in.
No.
Just talk to me.
He looks at her thoughtfully for a while, then takes a swig of his drink and moves away. Disappointed, she looks at him, then walks out of his office, while he continues to stare into space. He looks at the door, downs the last of his drink, and as he puts the glass on his desk, sees DCI Garrett's phone number. Chris goes over to Shaz.
What's your bike? Curry?
I'm first. Just want to go home and watch Fame. Chris, please stop waggling yourself when you're talking to me.
They're moving them on soon, the gypos.
Hey. Whose orders?
Council's, some kind of caravan act. About time. Hand it back to the honest tax-paying folk. And if they're drafting in any muscle, I'm well up for it.
Alex looks at them as she leaves.
Shaz has blown me out.
Yeah, well, look at you.
No, blown me out. I don't know when I'm going to pop the bloody question. Pint?
No, not tonight.
Chris looks around, confused. He throws two tins into the evidence box, grabs his jacket, and walks out of the station. Smoking at his desk, Jean dials a number.
Hello.
DCI Garrett.
Nobody calls me that anymore. Who the hell's this?
It's Jean Hunt.
Hunt? My replacement.
What's the weather like in Margate?
Blinding.
Why'd you leave, Garrett? You were gone inside a week.
I suddenly had an urge to live by the sea. You being a good little Indian, are you?
What do you mean?
Of course you are. You'll have to be. I tell you what, Hunt. Don't call here again.
He holds the phone for a moment. Jean screws up a piece of paper and throws it across his desk. Fed up, he grabs his whiskey glass and drinks the lot, then stubs out his cigar. The lights are turned out as Jean leaves the office. Alex is waiting in the dark and follows him from a distance. Outside, she comes to some railings and, checking the coast is clear, walks down some steps, through a door and into a building. Someone nearby is smoking. Jean comes out of the gents, 1 foot bare and with the trouser leg rolled up. He's carrying his boots and walking slowly. He sees men with mason's aprons and other ceremonial items. He stops in front of Mac in his mason's attire.
Make an answer those boots.
It's all right. Trust me.
A noose is put around Jean's neck.
You are now properly prepared.
Mac escorts him towards a door. When they get there, Gene stops in surprise as he sees Ray.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
This is the keeper of the door, the Tyler.
Tyler?
You must now be stripped of all vestiges of power. Empty your pockets.
He does as he's told and hands his things over to an assistant. Another man blindfolds him.
You are neither naked nor clothed. You are deprived of money and chattels. Now, allow a friend to lead you through the door.
Don't like the blindfold.
It represents your spiritual darkness.
Yeah, well, I'm not really all that spiritual,
Mac. It'll all be fine.
Alex is watching from a dark corner as Ray stands aside to let Mac take Jean through. He closes the door and stands guard. Inside.
You have come to us in darkness. You have come without wealth and without authority. You have come because you are ready to be born into a fraternity. You have come because you wish to understand the craft and all its symbols. So, are you come?
I am. Come, yeah.
Do you, Gene Hunt, swear that you will always hail, ever conceal and never reveal the secrets, arts, and mysteries which you will receive?
I do.
Do you pledge never to speak evil of a brother Mason, to apprise him of any approaching danger, and to aid him if he makes the call?
I do.
Welcome, Brother Hunt.
From her hiding place, Alex sees that Dr. Battleford's also in the room.
Welcome, Brother Hunt.
Well, it's definitely better than the scouts.
Now we can have a drink. I'm gasping. He took a while, but we got him here, eh?
So I'm the Tyler. Couldn't make it up, could you? Well done, mate.
Mate? When have you ever called me mate?
Different set of rules here, Gene. Good to have you.
They shake hands.
Alex. Quite a sight, isn't it?
She looks around in horror as someone leaves the room. Later, she's on a darkened staircase.
Hello again.
You drugged me.
I needed to know who you were, Alex. You're forgetting where you came from.
Where did I come from?
Same place as me. Where Molly is waiting for you.
No, not Molly, honey.
If you trust me, Alex, we can go home together.
I don't trust you.
Fine.
No, please go back. Please go back. If this is real, you can help me. Please, I want to go home.
The smoking man in Mason's regalia walks off. Alex sits down on the step and rubs her forehead, trying to hold back the tears. Later, Gene's smoking in his office in the darkened station, lost in thought. Alex walks in. She strides purposefully over to his door, and he looks up.
Leave me alone.
Nice night.
Terrific. You?
Very interesting.
Great.
It's complicated, isn't it? Life. You think you've got it all worked out. Someone comes along and makes you think completely differently about it. All change.
Bugger off, it's late.
With a glare, she turns and sees the evidence box.
Whose stuff's this? This stuff in the box.
Go on, Drake.
Is it Jed's?
The dabs of Battleford's. It was his car.
But this stuff's his.
She looks at the sweep puppet she's picked up from the box and remembers seeing the sooty in the caravan. Realization dawns.
I'm really pleased, Chris.
Hey.
After what I saw last night, I'm really pleased you're not one of them.
I'm not one of them. I've got a girlfriend.
Listen, I'm going to have to make a deductive leap with Battleford, OK? So just follow my lead.
OK.
Okay, ma'am. We'll call.
What the hell's going on now?
So, at what point did Jed Wicklow discover you were having sex with his girlfriend? Was it rape?
You may not believe me, but we were both attracted to each other. I love her, actually.
Oh, so it's love, actually. More like four benzos in a funeral.
Jed played daddy for a bit. Did you pay him to do that?
No comment.
But that couldn't last, because your ex-wife was bleeding you dry. Once you stopped paying Jed, he was going to tell everyone that you were the father, and bang goes your reputation.
I want a solicitor.
Jed had you over a barrel, so you decided to kill him. Did you get him to the surgery, spike him there? You gave him a car, and you cut the brakes for good measure.
Parking a crash stolen motor? How far is anybody going to look?
And if they do, well, you just shake their hand, because for all your liberal bullshit, you still couldn't understand why anybody would give a shit about one dead pikey thief. I think you're nicked, Doctor.
Dr. Battleford, you're free to go. Get out, Battleford.
Go. You should hear us out on this one.
Mr. Hunt, thank you so much. I knew I could count on you.
Get out!
Alex gestures for Chris to go as well.
He is guilty of murder.
Fine.
If this is your idea of preserving something, then you should hang. All of you should hang. Newman is right. Scarman is right. You're filthy and you're rotten.
And you have a very pretty face, but you go on longer than the Eurovision Song Contest. I know this station is corrupt. I know that Supermac is as bent as a 10-bob bit. And I hate the puffy, freaky, creepy, weirdy, trouser-hitching, nipple-waggling bloody masons, all right?
I followed you. I saw you.
You're not getting it, are you, Bowles? I had to join, even though it sickens me to the pit of my stomach. In the words of Marlon Brando, you keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. How am I supposed to take on the super and find out how high this miserable thing goes if I've been pensioned off early and left to rot in some bungalow in Margate? I tell you this, Drake, I hate it. I hate what they're doing to this force.
You're playing with them.
No, that's just the way I'm standing. I almost told you about it on a couple of occasions, but, this is risky stuff. Far better that you didn't know what I was up to. That said, I didn't take into account just what a determined pair of stockings you actually are.
You can't just let Battleford go.
Well, we'll get life, I'll see to that. But we have even bigger fish to fry in this hornet's nest. We only have one stab at it, or else it'll be like rats leaving a sinking ship.
Metaphors. All over the shop.
I know. Clever, innit? So right now, I need to be square with Super Duper Macintosh, okay?
And what about Kevin Hales? Did you have anything to do with stitching him up?
No. Well, I don't know where he's gone either. But for now, we'll keep that to ourselves. Things are getting a little bit tasty around here.
You know, I think I know what's important. And then I forget.
What's important is you remember you're one of us. Why?
Because I'm scared a lot of the time, and you were one of the only things that I could rely on. For being stubborn and angry, conceited.
You have me blushing.
You don't get it, do you? You don't get it. I thought I'd lost you.
Roy's taking some lads down to the camp. They're looking for trouble.
The 1960s Control of Development Act means that you're here illegally. So either pack up all your stuff and move on, or we'll do the removal for you.
We work. We earn money. We've got a right to live somewhere.
Yeah, pack up all the stuff, boys, and throw it on the road.
Over my dead body.
Yes, please.
Ray pushes one of the travellers, then gets into a scrap with another. A police officer and others stand by as he slams the man's head into a van. Jean and Alex arrive in the coupe.
What is this? The rumble in the bloody jungle?
Alva, she's gone.
I'll help you find her.
Ray, what are you doing, mate?
What are you talking about?
They're chippos, not arges. Come on!
Right, where's Drake got to? Chris, you get Balfod.
Drake! Drake!
Don't push yet, Alva.
Ah, right. Women's thing's good.
I'm gonna
Very
die!
Good.
No, you're not. You're not gonna
die.
She's not gonna die if she goes. Hold her hand!
Right. Listen, love. You're not gonna die. And there's a senior police officer. Oh, that's a curtain then. I'll go and get the car.
Right. Okay, it's on the way. It's on the way. Right, right. Push!
My hand!
It's crowning.
Is that good?
Yeah, yeah, it means the head's showing.
Come on! Go on, Gal. Go on, Gal, son!
The worst of this baby is cow, son! Okay, right, just be brave. Just for a minute more, cow. Push! Push!
Come on! Come on! Come on, Eileen! Come on, Eileen!
Who's Eileen?
I don't know! Come on, Eileen!
Jean smiles.
Let's get you in. Oh, right.
Moments later, he begrudgingly carries the baby back to the camp.
Kathy or Billy?
Eileen. He named her.
Alva gets into a car.
We need to get them to a hospital.
I'll drive her. Do you want to go with them?
The old mother goes with them.
You okay?
Put it this way, I've never known Luigi cook me lasagna again.
Now, Jean's leading Dr. Battleford into a toilet. He suddenly shoves his face into a urinal.
You had your way with a kid. A kid who trusted you, a professional. You abused that.
I did want to give her a better life.
Confess to murder, Battleford. It'll go down better. Believe you me, that's coming from a pro you can trust, the Jean Genie.
It was all me. I couldn't take Jed anymore. He was the one thing stopping us from being happy. It wasn't her. It wasn't her.
They're at the police station.
Take him down, Skip.
Ah, sure, little soldier. Cell's all nice and dental. And there's buns for tea. Get in there.
Jean looks round to find Alex watching him. He leaves with a scowl and she smiles to herself.
Full confession, the doctor did it. Alva can carry on living in a toilet.
I thought this thing had been agreed, Jean. You're in these days. We talked about this.
Yeah, I know, but the DI bird pushed for it and... Well, to be quite frank, I don't think Balfour's worth the aggro.
He's all square.
Okay, fine, yeah, I can let him go. No problems, but, well, he had sex with a girl barely 16. How old's your daughter?
Yeah. No one wants to drink with a bloke like that. And he made a rod for his own back with a confession. Hang him out to dry.
Thank you.
She's trouble, though. Drake.
Oh, I can slap her down. That's what makes the days fly by. Chris? Want you to charge Battleford with murder. Take D.I. Drake with you.
Nice one, Gov.
Good move, Gov.
Shut up, you thorn in my delightful derriere. Well, I don't need your blessing or disapproval, Mrs. Inspector. I need you to shut your lipstick and do as I tell you. You might have got further than any other brass in this station, but don't imagine you'll have any say other than what I tell you.
Well, I'm sorry if I was out of line, Gov.
No.
It's all settled then, is it, Jean?
I think you'll find it's Gov in here, Sergeant.
Yes, Gov.
Chris is toying with the ring box.
Yeah, they've still got to be moved on, all right. It's a ruddy law. And I can't believe that you had a pop at me while I was trying to do my duty.
Well, there's one GFO I'm not moving on, Ray.
He gets down on one knee.
Chris, get up.
Shazza, would you do me the amazing honour of becoming my wife? To having to hold from this day forward.
You don't have to go through the whole thing now.
Shaz, make me the proudest man alive.
She beamed.
Yeah, all right. Brill?
Brill. She said Brill.
What does this mean, we can go out on the piss tonight?
Does this mean we can go on the piss tonight?
I suppose it does, lover.
They kiss and she smiles happily at Alex, who looks on with fondness. Alex finds Jean by the drinks machine.
Looking very chirpy, Bowles. You've been sitting on the washing machine again.
I think I might not be alone in this place.
Oh, yeah?
There are more ways than one.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
What if you're real?
What if you were quiet? Hey, would you believe it? Oxtail's back on. Must have read me a letter.
Well, it wasn't exactly a letter, was it, Gov? Oxtail, now.
Put you in your place and all.
Yeah, that was very convincing.
Well, it wasn't very difficult. You and me, Bowles, we're a team, fighting the rot together. You know all that stuff you were saying earlier? About letting you in? I take it you're employing tactics.
Yeah, psychological tactics.
Don't underestimate me, Bowles.
He walks off with his tankard of soup. Alex goes through to Jean's office and takes a seat at the computer. The screen is now displaying the message, "Crash team standing by, ETA 2 minutes." It won't let her type anything.
Louise's mum.
Someone should tell the Gov his computer is completely useless. These things are never going to replace a good old-fashioned typewriter.
What's it saying?
ETA or something? No, I thought I knew what that meant, but... it's gone. Forgotten.
Ashes to Ashes continues next Monday, a taster coming up. And to watch and download exclusive extra content from the series, go online to bbc.co.uk/ashes to ashes.
Nobody leaves here, nobody empties their bladder or evacuates their bowels until I say so. Is that clear?
I have been awake now for over 50 hours and there is nowhere I would rather be less than in here with you lank-haired, four-eyed sponges.
I can feel something from you, Alex. Sadness.
Robin is controlling this.
You. He's controlling you.
Lying bastards fed us the wrong target.
Please help me.